My name's Christine. I am joking, sometimes better half. Sometimes he's my better half. I was also so grateful to grow up in a strong Christian home with, like as Pastor was saying, a multi-generational heritage of faith in Christ. My mom often tells a story of when she was, as she says, a clueless college student. She was staying with her grandparents one weekend and overheard her grandmother praying for all of her 26 grandchildren. And I'm just so aware that those prayers have influenced me and are even influencing Joaquin and our son Oliver as well. I came to know Christ at a very young age as I grew up in that strong family in a wonderful church that had great teaching and really grew children up in the Lord and deeply saturated in the Word. And when I was about four, I remember sitting in the kitchen after church with my mom, and I just knew that I wanted Jesus in my heart. I didn't understand anything else besides that, but I knew that I wanted that, and we prayed together, and I remember putting my hand on my heart and saying, I can feel Jesus walking in my heart as I felt my heartbeat. Since then, of course, when I was around 9 or 10, I kind of thought, well, did I really know what I was doing? Was that really real? And I had some doubts, but I was assured as I was aware of my sin once again and just continued to pray that the Lord would save me and keep me. And I came to that place then that I truly trusted Him with my salvation. I always grew up thinking that I didn't have an interesting story or an interesting conversion because in high school I went to a public school. I was around all these people who, even if they were Christians, they had so many struggles and they came from broken homes, eating disorders, so many issues, and I didn't struggle with any of those things and felt kind of odd because of that. Even my name, Christine, the meaning of my name is believer in Christ. I thought that was boring I wanted it to mean like princess or light or something cool. And now I know that is such a blessing, that is truly my identity, even in my name. I see now that it was the grace of God that kept me from those trials and those situations then, and I just look to the verse, Ephesians 2:8-9, for by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing, it is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast. And I just give thanks to God for that life that grace that He has given me. And even through college, I began to dig deeper into the fact that my identity was in Christ and just memorizing verses that talk about who we are to God, how God sees us as the apple of His eye and as His child. And in college, I met my husband, and we got married a few years after college. And just as we've been growing together, we've, of course, had different trials, and God continues to, as have been a theme through some of those who have spoken before me, just continues to shatter my expectations and to really teach me something that I needed in order to better me and to make me holy. Who is Jesus to me? He is everything. He is the beginning and the end. And there is nothing I could ever think to do or be that does not start with Him. He is my Savior, my friend. He has conquered sin and death for me. And I just think of 2 Corinthians 1:20, for all the promises of God find their yes in Him. And that is why through Him we utter our amen to God's glory. Amen.